Blog Talk Radio.
It is 2 p.m. in the Dayton, Ohio area, and time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your host and your brother, Oscar York. We hope that all is well and everyone is great, is doing great. We are so delighted and blessed to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we pray that we have been and aided your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Here from Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on this righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here are glad to be chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so glad to be back with you. We are so happy to put the show on this morning on YouTube, and we are glad that you're watching it and enjoying it, and we hope and pray that you learn something from this morning's show. We had so many technical mishaps this morning. We want to apologize. Our vaccine came down and everything else. And sometimes you just have to learn to laugh when you have mishaps like that, because they're small and frivolous when it comes to our love for the Lord. And don't get Brother Oscar wrong. He loves you. And I hope and pray that you love me back. You know, we live in a world that is so divisive. We live in a world that is so, what word can Brother Oscar use here? We just live in a world that really doesn't care anymore about people. And that's the best way I can put it. Because every time you turn on the news, you hear bad news. You hear someone getting killed, somebody getting robbed, somebody getting beat up, somebody getting robbed, and their possessions being stolen. But you know what? It's just a great time to come on today, too, to talk with you and to chat with you about the Word of God. And if you want to talk with Brother Oscar or listen to the show, our call-in number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call and talk with your host here or just listen to the program, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. We hope you do. Talk to your brother. I'm just waiting to talk with you. I'm just waiting to just say hello to you and to encourage you as you encourage me. Isn't that what this Christian journey is all about? Us in enjoying each other, encouraging one another, and helping one another through this life so that we can live all eternity with the Lord. I know you don't want to miss that. I know that if you're a Christian and love the Lord, that you truly want to go to heaven. I don't know about you, but I don't know too many people who wants to go to hell, do you? I don't know anyone who wants to go to hell. But you know, it's just a good thing just to encourage one another, keep on living for the Lord. You know, we're going to pray at this point. I believe what James again said, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. I truly believe that when we talk with God, he hears us. when we talk with him. And sometimes we just have to talk with the Father to allow the Father to know what is on our minds. As I just said, with the world we live in, with so many things happening out there, we just need to talk with the Father sometime now, don't we? It's just a good thing just to talk with the Father and allow the Father to know what is on our minds. So at this point in time, we want to talk with the Father. Let's talk with our Daddy. Our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name. Father, we thank you for so many blessings that you have bestowed upon us today. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to wake up this morning to see a day that we've never seen before. Father, we thank you for this time, for this hour at 2 o'clock, that you have blessed us to see so that we can talk to each other about God's word. Oh, Father, we pray for each listener. We pray that you be with them, help them through this walk, allow them to know that the small things don't worry about, big things don't worry about it neither, because you have their back, Father. Oh, Father, we come praying for those that are sick. Father, we come praying for those, Father, are in the nursing homes and need a word of God to hear at this time. Father, we come praying for those that are behind prison bars. Father, we ask that you be with them, help them to get their lives together so that they may be good citizens. Father, we're praying for those that are having financial problems. Father, it's hard sometimes when you don't have the money to make it in this world and to live in this world, because we need money. It's just the love of money we recognize that's not good, Father. And Father, we want to pray for those that have marital problems. Father, we ask, Father, that you help them and allow them to read your word so that they may, so that you may advise them how to better their marriage. We pray for young families today, Father, that's out there trying to make it. Because, Father, we recognize it's not easy to make it. And, Father, we come praying for this program. Father, we pray that you help us to keep chatting from the word on the air so others may hear and come to you and follow you, Father, in Jesus' name, through Jesus. And, Father, we pray for the message that we have on our hearts. We pray that you be with us. Help us to deliver this message. We pray the other listening, Father. In Jesus' name, do we pray. Amen and amen. If we have those that want to call in, as I said, the call-in number is area code 653-830-883. The call-in number, come call and chat with your brother here. The area code number, the area code is 657-383-0883. Now, you know, if you've been listening to me for quite some time and been watching me on YouTube, you know, lately I've been asking for sponsorship for this fine show here that we are putting on YouTube and through Blog Talk Radio. We need sponsorship. Your brother here is not a rich man by no means, and I'm trying to make a difference in someone's lives today. I'm trying to tell others how great the Lord is. I'm trying to tell others about Jesus Christ. So if you have a love for the gospel, if you have a love for the gospel, help your brother here. Your brother here. Sponsor your brother. There's nothing wrong with that. I know you be saying, well, Brother Oscar, you talk about money every day. We need money. We need money. Like I just said, it's the love of money. But we want to bring the gospel to as many people as we can. We need money to do that. So if you have it in your finances to help Brother Oscar here at Chatting from the Word, this is just not my show. This is our show. So whatever amount you send, it'd be appreciated. If it's $1, $10, $20, $30, $40, $50. whatever the amount that your finances can bear. We hope and pray that you do that. And as you desire to get in contact with me, for the past couple of shows, I've been telling you how to contact me. You can leave a message at the bottom of this show here when it's aired, or you can leave a message in the comment box on YouTube, or you can talk with me on Facebook, inbox me, talk with your brother. Several already have talked with me, maybe not about sponsoring this show. We hope they do, but no, they have talked with me about other things. So get in contact with your brother. Your brother Oscar be happy to hear from him if you want to sponsor Chatting from the Word. Let me know. And then if my inbox me, email me. Email me. My email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. If not that way, contact me on my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And since we're talking about the publishing company, we have two books in our bookstore that I've written. I am the author of this book, of these books. The first one's A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Both books are fine read. So if you can't buy either one book, which is $21.50, or both books, which is $43, and that will also help our ministry here at Chatting from the Word. Do that if you can. And again, let me back up. I don't know if I mentioned about what my plans are here in the Dayton, Ohio area to begin a new work, to begin a new work for the Lord here, because over the years, churches in this area have been closing its doors, changing its name, doctrinally don't want to teach what thus says the Lord, and other things that's going on in the churches of Christ in Dayton, Ohio. And I'm not ashamed to say it, and brothers, y'all teaching brothers here in Dayton, Ohio, if you disagree with Brother York, you can call me. You can call me now. You can call me now. The area code number, the area code is 657-383-0883. If you disagree with me, or you can contact me on my new group we started on Facebook, Chatting from the Word Forum. Talk with me. Let me know if Brother Oscar is wrong that we need a new work here. Let me know. Because if I'm wrong, I'm a bigger man to say, I'm wrong, brother. Let's worship together. And that's the way your brother feels here. But if we have someone in the area of Dayton, Ohio, who wants to work with me, help me begin this new work, again, get in contact with me. I'm not a booger bear. I'm not going to scare you. You can talk with your brother here. So contact me if you want to put your hands to the plow and work for the Lord. We want to bring a lesson, maybe not a lesson. I just want to do a little talking. And I apologize. I don't want to sound so political today. And since we are dealing with political, this is a week that we vote for our political politicians for our state. And I believe that there's so many that is divided when it comes to our political scene, if I may use that terminology, today. And it is not just only dividing families, but it's dividing churches. But not only churches, but it's coming between good friendships. And what we need to recognize as Christians, we should not allow something like that to have effect on our Christian walk. So we want to talk about that for a little while. But before we start talking, I still do want to base everything on the Word of God. And I appreciate those that have their copies of God's Word. But if you don't have your copy, you know what you're getting to say. Go get you a copy of God's Word. So if you can study along with us, go get you a copy of God's Word. We'll wait for you. We still got about a couple more minutes to go for the show. So go get your word. Go get your copy of God's Word, and we'll wait for you. While they are going getting their copy of God's Word, let me say this. As always, I enjoy bringing lessons to you. And today I might sound a little political, but I don't mean that. But again, I don't want, and God doesn't want us to be so divided in any stance. So we want to talk about that today. All righty, we hope those that went to get the copy of God's Word, we hope to pray that they have that copy. And our lessons today, united we stand, divided we fall. United we stand, divided we fall. Matthew 12. Get Matthew 12 right quick. Matthew 12. Matthew 12. I don't even much have it yet. I'm getting there. Matthew 12. You hear my pages turning? Matthew 12. And the verses are 25 through 28. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Here Jesus said that a house that is divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. My friends, we are so divided when it comes to our political stand. On one part, we have the Republican and we have the Democrats. The Republican want to say, how can one be a Democrat and be in the body of Christ? And Democrats are saying the same. We have so many issues to vote on, and we want to choose the candidate that I guess have our ideals and our thoughts of how to run this world in which we live in. I'm like this. I tell anybody, I cross party lines. I go with my conscience. Of who I feel that would support my ideas on how better to run this world in which we live in. I don't know about you, but that's the way I see it. But we that are in the body of Christ, we that are Christians, we should not allow things this simple to divide us. We should not allow things this worldly to divide us. And that's what it is something worldly. And many of us feel like we can use God's word to say, well, this is why I'm a Democrat or this is why I'm a Republican. I said nonsense. Because God, as I said this morning, and if you're watching the program this morning, God's goal today is to redeem man back to him, not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. Yes, we can go back to the Old Testament and see evil kingdoms and evil kings and how they control the Jerusalem and all that. But God is not a God of the world. You understand what Brother Oscar is saying? Now, I'm not saying not to care about how this world is going. I'm not saying not to show concern. But what your brother is saying here, we should not show so much concern. What is destroying our homes, we're destroying our churches, we're destroying our relationships with one another. Because the word of God tells me to love my brother. I love you. It doesn't matter to me what you may feel or your thoughts on certain issues. But what matters to me, if you love me back and have my best concern at heart, this is what the Lord wants us to do for each other today, is to love one another. You know, Paul, he says in 1 Corinthians, I love this, and I'm going to read it, and then this should take us to the end of the show. And I love what Paul says here in 1 Corinthians 13. And I think sometimes we forget that we're supposed to love each other. I think sometimes we forget that we should not be divided. Yes, we have our issues. We have our own thoughts on things. But we should not allow it to divide us in a way where we don't love one another. And like I said, I love what Paul said here. And it, to me, is one of the best chapter on love that's in the Bible. And that 1 Corinthians 13, Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am because a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, answer all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I restore all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love or charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own. It is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in the iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity or love. I hope and pray that this election time don't cause you to hate your brother. Don't cause you to have real ill feelings about your brother who you supposed to love. You know, Jesus said like this, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus said like this, every term, he said, one side cheek turn the other. And that is just so opposite of what some may think when it comes to voting who our views or what our views are about issues of this world. My friend, we need to grow up and be a child of God instead of a child of Satan. Because Satan, he is the one that teaches division. Because Satan knows once he divides us, he knows we cannot stand. Do not let Satan divide us, my friend. Let's hang in there. Let's be one. Let us unite and be unified so that we can tell the world how good, how beautiful, how wonderful Jesus, our Lord, really is. Are you with me, people? Are you with me, Christians? Are you with me, body of Christ? I hope you are. I hope you are. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the message that was on our hearts. Father, help us to be unified at this time when we are voting. Help us to vote the right people in Congress, in the White House, or whatever, so that this country can be ran as it should be ran. And Father, we hope all have a good day, a blessed day today. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you from chatting from the Word. We hope and we pray that all have a wonderful day. We'll see you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Don't forget, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.